carry by Liam to get himself through. Phil now coming under the arm. Smart play by Phil Davis. When you're throwing that shot under the arm, the fighter cannot see it coming.
And partner, that's sometimes the case is a guy like Liam McGeary, when he tells us everything's changed, he's in a great place, he's fighting better than he has, he's got great confidence.
He got hit with a big left hand, he's in trouble. Coming in, that hurt Liam McGeary bad.
All those things can be true, but if your opponent is putting on a performance like Phil Davis's tonight, it nullifies all those positives.
Phil Davis has 54 seconds right now.
It's all over! Phil Davis finishes Liam McGeary!
Okay. That little shot right there on the chin, you can see him going down. It hurt him. He goes right into a mount from it, which is telling you that Liam, whatever it was, his brain was shutting off in his ability to control his body and what he's doing. Right down, he was hurt. You never know it. Just that shot right there, that's the one. You can see him going down, and then I think he actually hurt his knee as he was taken down to the ground by Phil Davis. These shots hurt him, and you see as he comes under here, there's the tap out. And he's a guy who has been fighting for a long time. He's come up through this sport, and he knows what his responsibilities are to other fighters, and he leads by example, and you have to be very impressed with everything he does. This is exactly what Adam Piccolotti wants to do. He wants to utilize basically the same game plan that Josh Thompson did long ago.
Yep, this is what Thompson was talking about at the desk, John. This is Adam's ground game.
Adam has a very good ground game. Like we said, they are very similar in everything they do. The question is, does he get what he needs in this position? That is not tight enough right now for that choke to work.
Looking for the finish here, right now. Can he get it? He's got it locked down. Henderson looking to fight it off.
It is not close. At this moment, he is in trouble as far as having a man on his back trying to put a choke on him. But right now, Adam does not have anything.
Has not been submitted since 2013, the armbar in the title fight against Anthony Pettis.
Possibility of Adam Piccolotti getting an arm triangle here. He's got a good position with it. You're gonna see Benson taking his arm and trying to extend his arm down to create a space between. Now he's taking his leg and bringing his leg into play with it. All smart defense by Benson Henderson.
Well done.
And what does Adam Piccolotti think right now? He's the guy winning the fight.
Yep.
But his opponent is now out. And how does he feel about that? How does he respond? Big elbow by Benson.
Well, look how Benson's responding. With serious fury.
And landing big shots.
Heavy kick. Set for the start of round number two. Round one obviously going to Adam Piccolotti. Benson came out firing. Huge knee. Benson has been angered by those submission attempts.
Piccolotti getting a nice single leg, still not there. Great job by Benson, stretching out, getting himself back. Now he's going after the takedown. He's just relaxing, controlling, saying, I'm gonna get position here. Piccolotti needs to be careful of his neck in this position.
Henderson's cranking away. Can he get a standing guillotine? Heavy knees. Piccolotti breaks free. What a fight. Adam told us definitely the biggest name that he's ever competed against, but it's still a fight, and a fight it has been. With just under 2 minutes on the clock here in round number two. Great to be with you tonight here on DAZN. Don't forget 100 plus fight nights a year for less than $100. Download the DAZN app now or sign up at DAZN.com. Big elbow got him.
It was a big elbow by Benson. Got a heel hook attempt by Adam Piccolotti that is not going to work. Big shot again. But he is in a position with his leg. If he can close that down and stretch Benson out. That's a tight choke right there. Adam Piccolotti is putting up with a lot of pressure. Good job to remain calm and get himself out. There's the elbow that started that cut on the ground. We have an even fight in my estimation. Nice job by Adam Piccolotti. He's in a good position to just keep controlling. He's got that arm behind the back.
This is like Josh
chicken wing on that arm.
And Benson once again able to scramble to the top. This is a clinic.
Well, both guys are going after some really cool techniques. That was a big elbow by Benson. We've got about a minute 45 left in this round, and it's still anyone's fight.
Wins over Josh Thompson, Nate Diaz, couple over Frankie Edgar, Melendez, Cerrone, Guida, Syed Awad, Roger Huerta. Heck of a list. Piccolotti giving Benson everything and more here tonight with 120 remaining in this three-round fight.
And that's Piccolotti with that clamp down on the legs, goes to the back. Smart move by Adam Piccolotti. He set that entire thing up knowing that Benson had to try to move and waited for it and then went for that back.
Boom! Can he get it here with 1 minute on the clock?
He is not going to get that choke there. He's got a great body triangle. What he should do right now is do not let Benson spin within your legs. And that's what's happening. Benson is going to end up in Piccolotti's guard.
Yep.
And how much damage can he do in the last 40 seconds of the fight?
Benson with a win over the featherweight champion, Patricio Pitbull.
What a great fight, Mike. Oh. Both guys going after so many cool techniques, going after each other. Outstanding competition.
Ladies and gentlemen, having gone the distance, we'll go to your three judges at cageside. Your first judge, Anthony Maness, scores the fight 29-28. He sees the fight for Henderson. Your second judge, Michael Kingona, scores the fight 29-28. He sees the fight for Piccolotti. Your third and final judge at cage side, Marcos Rosales, sees the fight 29-28 for the winner by split decision. Smooth Benson Henderson.
Rimele said, hands down, Vita is the most aggressive fighter I have ever gone against.
Beautiful job of getting arm around, getting to that double leg as she lost it here. Vita fighting hard to get her leg back. She needs to be smart about her balance point, use that fence. This is exactly the kind of fighting she wants to do as far as when Alimale tries to take me down, I'm not going to settle for that. I'm going to get back up.
Nicely done by the champion.
Really good job of Alimale signaling. She's got that back now.
Hooks her in. Both hooks in. And she locked one down early, John.
Well, both girls are brown belts in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But there is a difference in what Alimale does and how she does it. So we're going to see how Vita is able to handle the jiu-jitsu style of Alimale McFarland.
Spends a lot of time working her wrestling with Matt Nader at Boise State. Scott Jorgensen, longtime MMA veteran.
Beautiful takedown. Well. Beautiful job by Alimale McFarland. Smart, mature fighting. Great job of feeling that positioning and that push and then going with it.
Debut in the Bellator cage was back in 2016, a win over Jackie Vandenberg. Alimale was in Jackie's corner that night. Jackie's in Alimale's corner tonight. Many years later in this title fight. McFarland trying to posture up and do some damage. The battle of baby girls, the youngest of six children, is Alina Leigh McFarlane.
Big elbow by Alina Leigh McFarlane.
And that's a huge cut. Those sharp elbows, game changers.
That elbow definitely opened up Vito. Right in the middle of her forehead, that thing came down. She has probably about an inch and a half cut in the middle of her forehead. You can see Jason.
Yeah, they're gonna check it.
Jason Herzog is gonna stop it. Just let the doctor look at it. It's not in a bad spot, Mike. It's just a matter of the blood going in the eyes. The whole thing they want to do is make sure that she can see. It's a big, ugly cut, no doubt about it.
Why not continue?
So we're going to say no?
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Sweetie, it's really bad.
It's like, man, if she's going to start to bleed like crazy, it's going to continue.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Look at this elbow land, solid. You can see it right in the middle of the forehead area, and it was a good 2-inch gash at least. And it was large. You can see by the display of it opening up. Big shot, Alina Leigh landing. You know, that's just part of fighting, and that's part of MMA. Watch how hard this is. You can hear that.
You can hear it.
It sounds like two pieces of you know, timber hitting each other. What John is doing by staying towards the fence, he's actually trying to keep him towards that fence so he can use it if he gets his hands on Rory. So Rory's got to be careful about coming too deep into it. We're looking for a guillotine, but he doesn't have it. Let's go of it. John Fitch now on top.
Another thing that Rory's doing, John, is each time that John Fitch shoots for the takedown, if he gets it or not, he's trying to make him pay on the way in.
Well, and that's the key to every fight. Look, if someone's going to go for something, I am going to make you wish you didn't, or I'm going to make you pay. Oh,
good kick.
That was a big shot John took. He's still there.
Hanging on to the leg. Only one man will leave with that welterweight belt after this fight tonight.
Nice job by John Fitch, goes after the leg, looks at it, goes, I'm not going to get that, but ends it with a kick to the body. That's exactly what he needs to do. Just those little things that he can do to try to slow Rory down, they all are there. If he can do them and make them add up, he can be successful with that.
Fitch southpaw throughout this entire fight. Dig it in, and he gets it. The walk-on to captain, the native of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Here's this kick, boom. It didn't have the ability to extend the same as Fitch's didn't, but it landed with a lot more power than John's, and there was just bigger shots. You see when, nice kick inside by John Fitch. Rory McDonald has won both of those rounds, 10-9. It's not that John Fitch is not fighting well. I think he is. It's just that just a little bit more is being done by Rory, and really the bigger shots.
Caught a kick coming in, but still going after it. The Turk. The proud Boilermaker. See the tattoo on the back.
We got a cut on McDonald. One of those elbows that John Fitch threw. Landed. Caused the cut. This is what makes John Fitch that guy when you're talking about. Man, just dirty, gritty. And that's what I was saying in those keys to victory. He needs to make this a dirty, gritty, grimy fight because that's how he can win it. And that's what he is working towards doing.
Big John, is Fitch on the board?
Fitch is definitely on the board. That third round was John Fitch's 10-9. Right now, I got it at 29-28. Big right hand by Rory, but it just hit the top of John Fitch's head.
Rory previously scheduled for five rounds, five times. TKO loss in the second to Gegard Mousasi. Unanimous decision win over Douglas Lima.
John Fitch took a couple of hard shots right there. He's a little bit still damaged from it.
Oh, that kick didn't help.
He's going down. We can have Rory on top of him. It's not a good position for John. He needs to keep moving. Keep himself centered up on Rory. Into the side here. He's in trouble.
Big shots.
Good job by getting out.
Fitch is hurt. He's going to go right to his wrestling. Try to slow down Rory McDonald. Catch himself a breath.
John Fitch is in real trouble here. Holding on to that one leg. He's taking some big shots.
Big elbow.
You can hear that elbow. I think Rory really needs to think about just being smart with his footwork. Utilize that jab. Keep John on the end. Every time John makes a movement inside, snap that jab out. Make him have to deal with the pressure.
John Fitch got to do something big here in the final 2 minutes. He's certainly trying.
I would think that Rory needs to start putting his feet on the hips of John Fitch and looking for that moment that he can try to push off, explode, get himself back to his feet. There you go. He's starting to do it. He's going back to the butterfly guard, but he does not do anything to elevate Fitch, which is saying, you know, I'm not saying that Fitch doesn't have heavy hips. I know he does. But if it's not working for you, don't keep going back to something that hasn't been successful.
20 seconds. Seconds remain. This title fight is going to go the distance.
Ladies and gentlemen, having completed 5 full rounds of action, we'll go to your 3 judges at cage side. Your first judge, Anthony Maina, scores the fight 48-46. He scores the fight for Fitch. Judges Ron McCarthy and Michael Bell both score the fight 47-47. The official judges' scorecard result is a majority draw. As a result of a draw, the champion has successfully defended his world title and shall therefore advance in the Bellator Welterweight World Grand Prix.
Wow. A majority draw. But the rule states clearly that to be the champ, you gotta beat the champ, which did not happen. So,